Now, the rest of the story. It all started with Charlie. Charlie had a sister named Olivia and a friend named Sam, and one Christmas time he introduced them, and it was love at first sight. At least as far as Sam was concerned, it was love at first sight. Olivia was appalled by her brother's bold, brash, worldly friend. Sam's language in the first place. My goodness, he had made a virtual art form of profanity. And he smoked and he drank rather a lot, in fact. Wild is how Sam described himself and his life. Yet Olivia might have forgotten all of that were it not for one intolerable item on the long list of Sam's shortcomings. He was utterly devoid of religion. So as quickly as Sam made up his mind that Olivia was the girl for him, Olivia made up her mind that Sam was not the man for her. Sam asked, "May I write to you?" Olivia replied that he may, but only as he would write to a sister. Well, that would have to do. So Sam wrote to Olivia. He visited her whenever he could, and months went by, and Sam declared his love. Olivia rejected it. This sent her woeful suitor into a tailspin of self-pity. One day he proposed marriage to her. She rejected his proposal. Twice. Three times he proposed. Three times she said no. And finally, after 200 love letters had been posted, and more than a year had passed, on the occasion of a fourth marriage proposal, Olivia, for some reason that nobody ever fully comprehended, Olivia accepted. But then Sam's troubles only began. Olivia's parents, concerned about their daughter's ruffian suitor all along, were now beside themselves. They demanded character references. Well, Sam offered six prominent men who had known him, among them a couple of clergymen. But the letters of reference directed to Olivia's parents were not only candid, they were alarming, each one more skeptical of Olivia's choice than the one before. One of those friends even assured Olivia's family that Sam one day would fill a drunkard's grave. There was nothing left for Sam now but to throw himself on the mercy of Olivia's mother. He was, he insisted adamantly, reformed. He no longer drank, he no longer swore. And one thing more, finally, "I now claim I'm a Christian," he wrote. Well, Olivia's folks bought it. And quite in fact, Sam did his very best to please the woman he worshipped and whom he continued to adore throughout 34 years of marriage, after which only death did them part. For most of his life, Sam earned his living expressing in words his vision of others. Yet only after he met Olivia, only through love did he learn to see himself. This then is the story of the taming of Sam and the fulfillment of the man, the American author and humorist, who once upon a time could not find half a dozen people anywhere willing to commend his character. Of course you remember Sam, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, as Mark Twain. Only now you know the rest of the story.